This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Tom Carpenter to speak in Albuquerque on April 23rd about DOE proposal to dispose of high-level waste at WIPP. Tom Carpenter, Executive Director of Hanford Challenge, will speak on Tuesday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Albuquerque Peace and Justice Center about the DOE proposal to ship high-level radioactive waste to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIPP, and why such action would not address serious contamination problems at the Hanford site. Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping, CARD, is hosting the public meeting. Carpenter will be joined by Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center, SRIC, who will provide information about what you can do. The Albuquerque Peace and Justice Center is located at 202 Harvard Southeast. The forum also will be live streamed at www.ustream.tv/channel/NO2WIPP. DOE recently announced that tanks that store liquid high-level waste at Hanford were leaking, even though it has said since 2004 that no more leaks were occurring. Such leaks contaminate the soil as well as the groundwater, which flows to the Columbia River, the lifeblood of the Pacific Northwest. On March 26, 2013, Hanford Challenge, SHRC, and the Natural Resources Defense Council wrote to DOE Secretary Stephen Chu opposing the proposal to ship high-level waste to WIPP and instead supporting building new double-shell tanks. They also noted ongoing design and construction problems with the waste treatment project at Hanford that is intended to put the high-level waste into glass logs. The project is plagued with cost overruns, delays, and quality assurance problems. The relatively small quantity of high-level waste proposed for disposal at WIPP would require building another waste treatment project. The non-governmental organizations argued in their letter to Energy Secretary Chu that the amount of waste proposed for treatment at Hanford and disposal at WIPP is too small to justify the yet-to-be-documented expense. The volume of high-level waste would be 3.1 million gallons, or about 5.6% of the total waste volume in the tanks. They wrote, quote, "It is also not worth the time and money to build a transuranic treatment facility at Hanford for such a small amount of waste. DOE must instead act to build new tanks and get the waste treatment plant on track with an independent assessment and realistic plan for how to address the cost overruns, delays, and most importantly, the design and quality assurance problems plaguing the waste treatment plant," end quote. To learn more about the proposal and what you can do, please attend CARD's public meeting on April 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Albuquerque Peace and Justice Center, or watch it online. For more information, please visit the new Southwest Research and Information Center website at know2wipp.org, know2wipp.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. To sign up to receive the weekly CCNS News Update, please go to nuclearactive.org.